And the question of as you can see, it's quite an intricate question, and it's quite an important question in terms of connecting up to other things. So we were discussing what the status of Eid Echad is in other contexts, and how that the implications that has, for what we have been discussing. So we were in the middle of discussing, issues like Ula and Eid Echad B'Mamon and a little bit Eid Echad B'Shvua. So I think last thing that we were discussing was this Tashbit, who basically, portrays Eid Echad as inherently, a function of Eidus. With a problem of neutralizing the chashash rachok of financial, interference or temptation, but that is considered to be rachok, and therefore given and legabe being motzi mamon as a standard, that would be problematic. But anytime you can kind of neutralize that problem, you basically are back in a perspective in which Eid Echad fundamentally, is Eidus. Now, whether Eid Echad is Kishnayim, I don't think anybody would ever say, this is an interesting question, it comes up again in Reb Chaim, and we'll discuss in a minute, Reb Chaim's discussion kind of Ula. But I don't think anybody would ever say, not the Nesivos and not the Tashbits, that even if fundamentally Eid Echad would be considered to be Eidus, you would apply the same exact standard of like a Kat, of Trei Kameya. I can't prove that, but that's my suspicion. In other words, even if Eid Echad qualifies as Eidus, the idea that it's still one aid, and it isn't an institution yet, or it isn't it isn't a kat, which is a different kind of kind of a heftzishal Eidus or edim or kat, like a different. It's certainly not a kat, that's for sure. So the idea that even then there might have been like a hierarchy of Eid Echad, just as there is a hierarchy, with respect to eliminating, the vestiges of Safek and, the application to this higher, threshold of being Motzi Mamon. Put it this way, the idea of certitude as the ultimate, it sounds to me like, what's really being suggested is that you can have Eidus without certitude, and you need certitude, to overcome these other things. So basically, there are like three categories. There's the certitude, of Trei Kameya, where you can't do any better legally, even though you could pragmatically, as we've discussed. Then there is like an Eid Echad, who, in theory would be Eidus, but, never would have been a kat, but he would have been Eidus, but maybe with less than full certitude, but that would have qualified as Eidus. And then maybe there are circumstances where you can rehabilitate that potential for this qualifying as Eidus and to be motzi mamon, even though again it probably never reaches the status of kat. But that, again, I'm speculating about that. I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, either way, the point that we were up to was trying to explain that according to the Tashbates, when you have Eidus Miyuchedes, it's not really so much that is like two Eidim, even though it isn't so much a kat. Again, there are different ways to explain Eidus Miyuchedes. One is that it's a kat, but it's not a kat about the chepta shaledos, it's a kat about the chiyuv agabra or the chiyuv mamon. The other is that it's, you know, two Ein Echads, you know, and the Mitzaref is still, you know, in the Chiyuv Mamor of the Chofetz HaGavra, but maybe there is no Tziruf, you know, on another level that still remains. That's a really interesting question. Either way, the point I was trying to make before is that the Tashbetz doesn't see it either of those ways. He really sees, you know, Edus Miuchedes, I'm talking about the, you know, the substantive one, the Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha one, he really sees it as a triumph or a way of rehabilitating the Eid Echad itself. And that's why he has trouble, you know, with the question, you know, why each Eid Echad isn't being, you know, machshir, you know, the other Eid Echad, in a way, you know, that would allow you, you know, to collect the full amount. In other words, he's considering the possibility that if you only have an Eid Echad and he says you owe me $100, that A owes B $100, you know, so that, you know, doesn't do anything. But if you have, you know, two Eid Echads, you know, who say that A owes B $100, even though it's a different Eidos, that, you know, you should be able to collect each $100. And again, if the idea was, which I think is a more mainstream view, although there are still remain nuances in how to say it, which is that, you know, it's, you have two Eidim, you're just on the Chiyuv HaGavra or the Chovas Mamon, even though you don't have two Eidim in a single story, you know, they, of course there's no possibility of, there's no question of why it is that you can't, you know, collect, you know, from everybody. This doesn't make any sense, because that's not the common denominator where you're getting your tziruf, you know, as either as two Edim or as a kaf. But for him to ask that question and to kind of say, well, it's exeris akasuv, you know, that's just the way it is, you know, is totally consistent with the way that he, you know, portrayed, you know, this whole thing to begin with. So that's something to be aware of. And I mentioned at the closing yesterday that, you know, even within his own framework, I totally understand it, but you, like, if you wanted to annoy him a little bit, you could have said, ha-ha, even according to what you're saying, you know, what about the possibility, you know, when one aid says 400 and the other aid says 100, you know, why don't you just rehabilitate, you know, one of them, but, you know, why dafka on the lower common denominator? So I don't think that's such a terrible question once you have exeris akasuv according to the Tashbetz, but I do think it's a legitimate question, at least to ask, I think, you know, at least to make you uncomfortable, or a little more uncomfortable. But either way, the fascinating transition then is to Eid Echad Naman B'Isurim and to Eid Echad B'Znus. So you could have said that, you know, whatever you're saying about Eid Echad and maybe implications for, again, he doesn't see this in Eid Echad B'Shvua. I should also mention that. That's, you know, he had every opportunity, but he, I guess he feels that, you know, if you really only have an Eid Echad, it really isn't Eidus for this Chashash Rochok and this, you know, standard of, or threshold standard to be Motzi Mamon. And as such, you know, the Eid Echad B'Shvua is not just a tour or a, you know, a taxi ride or any of these kind of things either. It's a Shema Yoda, which is fascinating. But either way, you still could have said, certainly if you're going to say that Eid Echad B'Shvua has nothing to do with this, then, you know, it's much easier to think that Eid Echad Nem and Bisurim has nothing to do with this. And certainly Eid Echad Biznus, you know, which only, or which the Gemara, about which the Gemara says that, you know, if he says Mehemen Alai could betray, you know, that that somehow, you know, that Mafka, you know, if somebody said to me, does this belong in this discussion, you know, I would have said, you know, for sure not. Eid Echad and Bisurim is about Nemanus. And Nemen Alai or Mehemen Alai, you know, kibetrei, as we'll discuss in a minute, I one could have thought, is just about Shavi Nafshe Chaticha the Isura. So the fact that he, you know, goes from there to there, you know, is really important as well. And it really highlights how much the perspectives on Eid Echad B'Mamon really can be, you know, critical, you know, to even understanding Eid Echad B'Mamon. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
was
going to
ask, Is it clear from the language of the Tashmites that when he says that in the Mamun case, when you have one aid and then the other aid is talking about a different mana, that he doesn't require them to be, if not saying the same thing, but sees them as, sees like the Chuvah Agabra being Sarif together? Because he says that Mikol Makom, that the Chuv Mamun Ha'ed L'Sayei El Rishon B'Chiyuvo.
In the sense that, you know, not likely that, you know, everybody is being bought off all over the place, right?
Right. So,
I think he's saying it eliminates the chashash rachok, and it makes the eid echad have the capacity of being an aid to be motzi mamon, like it always would have if it wasn't for the chashash rachok.
Right. The question here is just how we're getting.
Which line? Which line bothers you?
When he says, "Abu Mikol Makom Chiyuv Mamon Heyed L'Sayei L'Rishon B'Chiyuvo."
One second. So earlier, Ulefizei Eshlomer Shetam Hayitstarfus B'Zeachazeh Afilu Ba'Avah Karavo Shezeh Ha'Eid HaRishon Cheskaso Sheinu Meshaker. That's what I'm emphasizing. Yeah. Meaning, this is all about rehabilitating the first one or one of them. It doesn't really matter because it's still. I mean, no, he's not going to argue with the Medina of the Gemara, which is. I don't think anybody argues that you're only going to pay the lowest common denominator. Ela shehuk shalanu lahotzi mamon alpiv to begin with. Mipnei chashash rachok shemim shaker. Ukeshaba eid echad beheid. Afal pi shalmana acher heid. Avol mikomokom chiyuv mamon heid l'sayeya l'rishon b'chiyuvo.
So it could be that there are two different ways of understanding how you're rehabilitating or how you're getting rid of the chashash rachok. It could be the way that we've been saying that that he's getting that he's just attacking the chashash, and really you're entirely relying on the first aid. But it could also be that it's the way that you're getting rid of the chashash rachok is by supporting the claim about the chiyuv hagavra.
Yeah. So then, why al kein begili muat kazeh hichzaknuhu the kashrus v'sara me'alav? He's talking about the one. Not me alehem. Osa chashasha rechoka shayinu choshin lo. No, I hear what you're saying. I just don't think it's true. Aval mikol makom, and that's the key to me. Like, according to you, why is that a problem? Aval mikol makom yafshar lechayv oshnei manim. Sharei eskima tor shelo lechayv mamon al pi eid echad. If you were going to be mechayev each one, it would be as if, you know, we were doing one and one. V'chiyav nuhu, right? Hamana harishon, sheheid ha'ed harishon. Well, why say that? Right? Well, why not? You're not being mechayev the mana harishon. You're being mechayev the common denominator, because that's where you have, you know, you don't have one edus on a maisa. You have two edim. At least on a chiyuv gavra and a chovas mamon.
Right. Well, so, I think if we would read this way, we wouldn't say that there is a separate mechanism. It's not, like, you could have said that there is such thing as eid echad, and there is the nemanos or the not nemanos of an eid echad, and then there is a separate mechanism that we would use when there are two edus miyachados zeh or zeh.
What is that mechanism? Is it the common denominator?
So if you would be saying the common, it can't be that the Tashbates is actually saying that we're using a different mechanism, which is the common denominator. But it could be that the fact the second aid and the first aid share a common denominator means that we can remove the chashash rachok from the first aid, and then we're relying on the combination of these two aidios, which it creates the common denominator that has a koach of like maybe a kaiv eidim or maybe two aidios.
Not at all.
But rather, the fact that there is a common denominator between them means that there is no chashash about that the first aid is lying.
Well, I think that's true.
And then we're still being somewhat on the first aid, but the thing that props up the first aid is the fact that the second aid is supporting him.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I still think that's true. I'm not sure we're saying something different. He's supporting him, but he's supporting him in a kind of oblique. He's not supporting him directly, because they're talking about two different... He's talking about... you know, a chi of gzeila, and he's talking about a halva, or he's talking about a halva on Monday, and he's talking about a halva on Tuesday. So he's not supporting him in his story, but he's supporting him in the likelihood that this chashash rachok, you know, is not a factor.
Right.
Because, like, what are the odds? Like, you know, these people are all innocent. You know, he doesn't owe him any money, he doesn't borrow money from him, and, you know, and there's more than one case of it, so... You know, just as I was saying before, like from my point of view, you could have said, Well, that just eliminates the chashash. In a way, he's coming back to that, you know. But in this law, this original line of, the l'shikar lo hashin and apilu bechad. No, one second. When he originally says, what was that line, the early line? When he says, it doesn't make a difference whether it's, here it is, sorry. Ila shikra chayshin and bachad afili yavo elef, the kulan ya'idu edus miyuchedes lo yischaze ka'emes bishvoka. He's basically going back on that line. But all I'm trying to say is that he's going back on that line in order to, redeem, some aspect of the bigger habamina, which is Eidacha.
Right.
That's why he can still have the question, so why isn't that happening for each of them? In which case, collect as many, collect the full amount. Just say if there's an Eidacha, you can't collect. And if there are, numerous Eidachas, in this way, where there's a common denominator, then you collect everything. But we don't say that.
Right. I think it's possible that he's machalik between a case where all the edos miyuchados are saying the same thing. Like if they say mana and then mana and then mana and then mana, that might be different from if he says shlosha mana and marmasayim.
Where? Why?
Because he's not exactly supporting him. So if we think that the bigger point is that...
I don't see, that's where I don't get it. Because it's not the same halva. It doesn't have to be the same. It doesn't even have to be. It could be, it doesn't even have to be both halvas. It could be gezel the halva. Like, there's no din in edus miyuchedes, that it has to be two halvas. It's basically two people agree that A owes $100 to B. Now, that's true if one says it was a theft and the other one says it was a loan. That's still true. And it's also true if one person says, he owes 1,000 and the other person says he owes 100. There are still only two people, on the common denominator that the two people agree on is still only the $100. So I don't see why the amount should matter. I just don't see that.
He's
a tendency to borrow in hundreds, and therefore that's but like a pattern.
No, it just depends on how you think that the second aid is being msalik the chashash rachok of the first aid. Uh-huh. If it's because he's saying the same thing and that the common denominator between...
I don't think it's because the same thing. Either way, I think the same thing is always a coincidence if you're talking about halva achar halva. Like, why would we care that it's the same thing? It sounds the same, but it isn't the same. All I'm saying, too, is that there's no difference from my point of view. Saying, if Eid Echad says $100, of a certain kind of loan, and Eid Echad B says $100 of the same kind of a loan, to me, that's just as different as saying $500 and $1,000, and the pratim changing too, because everybody, hakomodim, that we're talking about two different, transactions, and therefore that difference is just a technical difference. I mean, the difference in the amounts or the difference in the circumstances, are not relevant. They don't even register. That's what I would think. But I hear you. Anyway, it's very difficult. He calls it snifin, asinu mizeh shnei snifin. I think it's very difficult for him to explain, why it's the first and not the second. And it isn't the first or the second, because as I say, if it would be the first, and it would be a different sum or a different, it wouldn't help. Anyway, okay. So in... Was there another question? Quick.
How exactly does testifying about a different ma'aseh remove the chashash?
How does
testifying about a separate ma'aseh remove the chashash?
No, I'm just saying it makes more likely, it gives greater credibility to the first guy.
It does. That's something totally different. The chashash is that he was hired to say what he's saying.
Right.
But
And the other guy was also hired to say what he was saying?
Well, maybe the other guy's telling the
truth. All I'm saying is once they're both being made about a loan relationship between these two people, correct?
Yeah.
So in the end of the day, if he borrows money from this person, they're both of them are claiming, that these people have, a monetary, relationship, and that makes less. If it wasn't a chashash rachok, it probably wouldn't. But if it's a chashash rachok, then the idea of that, both of them are being somehow bribed, you know, to say this is less credible. Okay. Anyways, just go. The nira d'haydu tamad de'edecha ne'eman bi'isurim, I think, is really very crucial. Da'ashta hi chashasha rechoka shayinu choshin duma meshaker leka l'meichesh la bi'isurim. So as I said, this is just extraordinary because, you know, in a certain ironic, you know, way, what he's saying is d'haydecha ne'eman bi'isurim is better ne'manus, you know, than d'haydecha b'mamon. Right? I mean, till now we've always assumed like Enecha, it's Mechayev Shvua, it's Enecha B'mamon, you know, it's right? By Enecha B'Isurim is Nemanus. That's what we've been discussing, yes or no. Maybe they're all in the same plane in either direction. He certainly, by even bringing this up, is arguing that Enecha Nem B'Isurim is Eidos, and that it really does nourish from the, you know, principle that Eid Echad, you know, could be, you know, Eid Echad could be Motzi Mamon. It certainly can, that you don't have that problem in Isurim. Okay. Mishum Hachi Amrina Beperaka Omer, Bikidushin Gabi Ishta Shazinsa Eid Echad, Afagav, the Kaima Garaba, Domer Eid Dover Shever Pachas Vaima, Filo Hachi, Amrina and Hassam, in the Hammond can betray Afge, the Hashta Ozlala, Haicha Shasha Rechoka. Why? Because he believes him. Hafagav the bedine adam v'adelam afkid lamine v'afkele iu b'nadav shem agbin luksuv. So this, of course, again, is really fascinating. So on the Eidechonem Bisurin side, you know, you would think that, you know, that you know, is going to open you up to all sorts of questions, like, you know, what about Ksherim and Psulim and, are you going to save this even for psulim? For ksherim, it helps, because they're a gabra aid, you know, and they were the only candidate to be motzi mamon, if not for the chashash rochok, is certainly ksherim, right? On the level of, excuse me, the hemen alai kebetray, so that's a whole different can of worms. I mean, that's, you know, there are the, you know, riazakein in that gemara, and I believe the Meiri as well, you know, and probably the simplest pshat, is that Nehemen Alai Kebetrei is a din of Shabi Nafshe Chatika Di Yisura. You know, he believes it, like if you believe the person, but that's different. You know, what the Tashbetz is saying is if you believe it, you know, then, you know, it's really Eidos. You know, those are two different idea. I think it's a Tshuva Saran that does seem to, or the Urayim, actually, I'm sorry. I think the Mordechai in Chulin, I think in Sugan Daf Yud, probably, if I remember, does suggest that Mehemet Alai Kebetrei is a kind of, is Midin Eid Echad. And I think he says there that if it's Mehemet Alai Kebetrei, you know, then you should, you know, believe the person, you should follow that, you know, even Keneged is Chazak Yisura, or Keneged, you know, Chazaka. So this is an interesting question, a very interesting question, you know, that that's being raised here. The Rama in Simen Kuf Kav Zayin, like, raises this issue about Mehemet Alai Kebetrei. Like, let's say you are Mehemet Alai Kebetrei, you know, but you don't say it. Like, let's say you feel it. Like, are you, you know, committed to follow through with it or not? Like, an interesting question. Like, in your heart of hearts, you know, you believe this Eid Echad. So when we say, you know, Mehemet Alai Kebetrei, that's only if you, you know, articulate it, you commit to it. So again, the more... This is true. This is an interesting question on several levels. The Shach in Yoredeya, you know, has a lot of trouble with the Rambam. It's like, what do you mean? Is the Rama probably doesn't mean that? Because of course, if you believe it, then you should follow it. It doesn't matter whether you're formally, you know, proclaiming that you believe it. So he says probably what the Rama means is, let's say you normally believe this person, Mehemet Alai Kebetrei. The truth is, you could have this in two directions, but let's say you normally believe this person, but in this particular case, you know, you're incredulous, or you can't, you know, bring yourself to believe. Okay, not that you don't want to follow the implications of the belief, but you're not there. So maybe that's what the Ramah has in mind. That's the Shach's rereading of the Ramah. So these are really interesting questions. Obviously, Shavi Nafshi Chaticha Yisur is not our topic right now. But, you know, it's the Isurim equivalent of, you know, Hodas Baldin Kene Edim Davi, you know, which we did discuss earlier in the year. And again, I personally think that you could be Mechalik, you know, between Hodas Baldin Kene Edim Davi and Shavi Nafshi Chaticha Yisur, even though they are parallels. I mean, the questions are the same. I'm not sure whether the answers are the same. But okay, they'll leave that aside. That's just something to think about. But as we know, there's like a range of, like, you know, even from that, like the Tosri Azakin, who says that it is Shavi Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisura, and others, I think the Mimri as well, you know, like, you know, what is that? The more it's a Schaibus or Neder, so you can totally understand the Ramah, let's say, right? You know, that you believe it is one thing. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, if the only reason that we're imposing this on you is because you've committed to it, then, you know, in the end of the day, it still requires your commitment. And if there's no commitment, there's no, you know, there's no commitment. Right? Okay. Good to see you. You know, kasha lai pradaska. You know, Richard Joel told me that the batteries, whole battery situation, is going to be resolved very quickly, like in 2 years of the building. You know, when they first built the building, people said there weren't enough outlets. He said that he had, you know, inside information, you know, in the scientific community, that the whole battery thing is going to... So I guess they're a couple of years behind still. Or maybe they're putting them all in the cars. But anyway. Right. So again, if you think this is like pure real Iskaibus, you know, then of course it depends on whether you want to commit to it, you know, or not. If you think it's some sort of like, you know, namanus, that you commit to, that's what Shavya or Hodas Baldin really is. So that becomes an interesting question. You know, you commit to like a standard of nemanus, it's not binding on you. Like, well, what is that exactly? And then you can understand a little more what the Shach is talking about. But the bigger point is that if according to the Urayim or the Tashbates, that this is not midin Shavi Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisura at all, it's really midin, like you have the Seidachod. And, you know, the Seidachod is not neman, you know, in the area of Znus. That's, you know, that's Dover Shabarava. But if you say in the Hem and Alai, somehow, on some level, you are rehabilitating, you know, this Eid Echad. So you're rehabilitating the Eid Echad as real Eidos, or you're rehabilitating him as Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim, like you're going to go, you know, B'Lias Chazak Isur. What exactly is that? But you could totally see that according to the Tashbates, for example, and that maybe what the Urayim is going with as well, that this is a rehabilitation. You're saying, oh, Mehmet Alai Kabei Trey, I don't think that somebody paid this person off. So that normal, you know, again, it's still mechudash to say that there's like flexibility, you know, in these rules and these standards. But yeah, Parah. What?
Tashbit says yes.
That that she would be Govek Suba.
Yeah. You're not fully giving him Nemanus.
Because that's his rights too. She would be Govek Suba. That's interesting. Again, there's also like a question here of like again, if it's Midin Shavi Nafshi, of course. You'll always say, you know, a kind of, you know, equivalent of palginan. If we're talking about real nemanus, that's always a question. In general, I mean, this is true for Shavya and Hadras Baldin, can it ever be, because default, every Shavya, every Hadras Baldin, right, is only L'Chavasa, right? Can it ever, ever be that it's, you know, L'Chavas, you know, the other guy, or the other side? So if it's a Schaibus or Neder or something like that, the answer is always no. With the exception of certain dinim that sometimes are just like consequential to facts, you know, like we talk about, this is also maybe an issue in ksuba, you know, that part of the medrash ksuba may be that, you know, if people separate, then there's going to be a gvias ksuba, you know, just as a consequence, you know, of the inability to continue to live together, you know, and so on. So there could be, you know, that kind of spillover. But otherwise, you're never going to get, if it's not like, you know, one is just a factual nigrar from the other one for because of some, you know, inner dynamic that was set up. I hope everybody understands what I'm talking about. And we had this a little bit, you know, earlier when we're talking about in terms of, you know, b'fanenecha b'fanenechtam and tanina, and, you know, and stuff like that. Like, what about legabe ksuba, you know, b'nemamas and stuff like that. So, right, but if you take the view that Shavya or Hadas Baldin are a form of Nemanus, then some of the actual Nafkamina are cases where, even if you don't have this like inner Nigrar, you know, relationship, that there you have to come, you have to, you know, come to the conclusion that the Nemanus, you know, is sufficiently, you know, dominant, you know, that, you know, that you're not going to say palginan, if you understand me, palginan nemanus. Like, we believe it legabe this, but we don't believe it legabe that, which is always an interesting issue. Or that, you know, it's dominant enough that it even gets off the ground as Hadas Baldin and Shavya Nafsha. Meaning, if it's like, if the other side isn't a, you know, an agav or a tafel, you know, I mean, the detriment to the other party isn't an agav or a tafel, then it's just never going to be, you know, you're not going to say, oh, adam neman al atzmo, because it's not atzmo, it's not his, it's not his domain. You following me?
Yes.
So I think, right, you're asking a really good question, but I'm just trying to explain that, you know, there are a couple of other factors, you know, that would go into figuring out the answer. But if we're talking about, you know, pure skyvus, those kind of things, you know, then there's nothing to talk about. And if we're talking about eliminating, you know, the obstruction of what otherwise would be, you know, real edus, you know, or things, or we're talking about something in the middle of, you know, kind of committing to a different standard of nemanus, then these are all very much questions. But definitely for the Tashbates, you would think, you know, it's all or nothing. Yeah. Okay. So, again, this is it's a very fascinating thing. V'nira shezeu tama shel davar shemina Torah eilachad b'stiras b'stira desota dekimen shekina lavinis. So now again, it's like everything, right? We went from Eid Echad B'Mamon to Eid Echad B'Isurim to Eid Echad, you know, plus Mehemen Alayka Betray. And now he's on to Ula. Right? You don't have to say this has anything to do with Ula necessarily, because you could say that, you know, a whole bunch of different things. We'll talk about Ula in a minute more, but, you know, we already have. Like, what is, you know, what is the basis for Ula? Because in that case, it's Neman Kibbeit Trei, right? Or the second one is inferior, or there's a Kabbalas Eidus factor because it's in Beis Din anyway. It doesn't have to be, you know, relevant to this at all, but it could be. It's logical that it would be, you know, because Ula is smack in the middle, you know, structurally. Ula, you know, is a case of an Eid Echad, you know, that wins the day, you know, by itself. So it's certainly a very appealing, you know, explanation for a unified theory that every Eid Echad is an Eid, every Eid Echad has this capacity. You know, it's just the impediment, you know, which is keeping you down. And if structurally there's no impediment in that case, then, you know, then it's Eidus. So that's Nirash Zeo Tama Shaldavar Shamina Torah Eid Echad Bestira the Sota Kid Isa Perakamad Iksubas. Kivin Shekina Vinistor Aglaim Ludavar. The Aglaim Ludavar eliminates. But what would you say? Again, only Ksherim, presumably, in all these cases. Umashma Sha'ed Kisha Paslaso HaTorah Lamishim Debadai Meshekar or Korv Labadai Elibishim Kshasha Rechoka De Paslina Vekivadika Ktas Raglayim, right? Shari Kina Labe Eidim Be'akshav Heid Zeh Eid Shanistera Armina Debadai Bekushta Kamasayit. So you're rehabilitating it. Vilo Ainu Choshin Chashash Korov L'shikra le'ed echad, b'pnei shekina l'loha yinu ma'minim l'loha eid. But you might have said there was some other mechanism, in emanus or kabbalas eidus or, you know, something like that. Aval ha'ed shehu muchsak bekatrus, elam b'pnei chashash rokok, tzas raglayim sheyesh l'davar misalkim me'olavos ha'chashasha. B'nir shu b'pnei zeh u'neman lomar ra'isi ahoreg. I mean, it isn't just sota, that's Egla Rufa. I find it interesting that, you know, Venera, meaning he's also considering, we'll talk about the Rambam in a minute, I already made allusion to this, right, that, you know, number one, in theory, Ula doesn't, you know, have to be uniform, right, there are these three, but are they really three, or are they two, or are they one? So he's also saying, Venera, Shemipneze Unema Mama Reisiyaho, meaning the Egla Rufa, you know, is like the sota. But he's obviously more comfortable initially with the sota than the Egla Rufa because you have the raglayim ledavar, you know, aspect of it. Ra'isi ahoreg kadeshal otisarev, right? Dileke lemecha shebezdin sachruhu lepotram, you know, from the Egla Rufa, right? So it's very different to say raglayim ledavar, you know, which supports the case, and, you know, ein chashash, you know, because of the reputation of the people, right? Just technically. I would have said, you know, again, but it highlights the fact that, you know, you could have been mechalek, and you could have said, but, you know, he's weighing the possibility, you know, that there's more than one ula. You know, that ula works midin edos eid echad neutralizing the obstacle in one case. I'm interested in that as a phenomenon. And you certainly see it anyway, somehow, in the Rambam, just what do you do with it? We'll get that in a minute. Well, if he's a heche de kimla le dayana, now it's going even further. Why de lo meshaker? Ovad uvda besaduse, bein tzor klomar nechad, el afilu isha, afilu karov, heche de kimle, de lo meshaker samechale. So that's where he's trying to, you know, this is already getting, you know, more and more expansive. What about psulim? Right, afilu isha, afilu karov. He's recognizing, till now, that whatever he said would only apply to Ksherin. Correct? Even in Ula, and even in Eidecha Nehman Bisurin. Hecha de Kimlan de lo Meshaker Samechale Kidomrina. Ela, Shebeidecha Dovermut Matsiko Bekashus, Beshar Psulim de Kimlan de Dayana Begade. Afagav de Omer Abusa, Shahid Meleslan, de Dayana, Lemer Kimli Begade, etc. Haina b'milsa de lo kimla le inishba yisadusa de kushta yelabahu dayana alecha de kimla le kula alma. It's like in a more objective kimla, that'll be different. Shara nistalek chashash rachok b'kimin shenistalek harehu kishne edim ksherim. Wow. But this he kind of is mistayeg from, and he walks it back a little bit. Achar ha-dvarim bo'ema sa'ela yishon alomar she'edus she'zeh ha'edu meid ein lochus on the shikra kada chazaka in the mchote below low. Umisha made sheker also came in place sachar ohana cheres. The chashash ze ain't a beida zoo, sorry, eda zoo ain't as kusli or etc. Okay, good. But I think in the end, one second, he talks about, you know, eda misabal. There he talks about it's possibly being different. Ubeina lememar milso mistafina mirabosai devadai ilo ifshita baya de edachad bebochama, right? This is a bemisa sabal kati misapke imishum de lo meshaker bemilso avida legulie imishum de ihi daiku minsavali ifshita beduchta achriti right? Kamosha Kasav Arif, Imkain Ifshata, Mishum Delo Meshaker, this is the big issue that he argues about with the Rivash in Eidacha B'Misa Sabal, which is what this case is originally, right? What about Nemanus? And what about Nemanus Lagabe Yerusha? So here you have like a very fascinating question. Again, a Pogina Nemanus kind of an issue. Like we believe Eid Echad B'Misa Sabah L'Gabe V'Isha, do we also believe it L'Gabe V'Yorshin? Right? So you might think, well, I mean, Kol Shekein, one is Erva, one is, you know, but it's two different affected parties. You know, there is also the issue of whether it's Daiku Minsava, you know, etc., you know, that doesn't apply to Nachla. Nachla is more like regular Dinei Maminis. If this is some special din, you know, in Mishumaguna Itilu, or, you know, in identifying, you know, does that going to apply to Nachla too? So that's part of this massive, this, like, as I say, it's a very extensive argument going on between the Rivash and the Tashbates on this issue. You know, I'm not going to go into that right now. But either way, anyways, it seems like the final word is Avam Kamakom in Safek Shedusa Shoza Haed Hiraya Bura Ledesdin Shalohe Checker Ray Kishne Aidim Sherim Beduzu Meatom Shakasati Vish Wismok Olav Lahorinza Karov the Nikasam Baba Yorishvad. This is a very controversial plot. But what the one that he's the issue that he's most uncomfortable with, clearly, is the extension to Psulim, and for that you need also this sense, you know, by Bezdin of a Kimle or like an objective Kimle, etc. But the idea that maybe there are just two dinim, there's a din of Namanus and there's a din of Eidus, and there are nafkamina between them, that is something which he is not considering so much. Either way, it's a very fascinating tshuva, which opens up a lot of questions. Having said that, so now I just want to go back to the Rambam for a minute. I mentioned, I just want to talk about Reb Chaim just for a couple of minutes. To do this properly would take a lot more time than we don't have it. But I believe I already mentioned that, you know, there seem to be stiras in the Rambam, you know, on some of the Ula issues. And that, you know, these stiras revolve, you know, in particular around the requirement of ksherin, as opposed to psulim, and in different, what makes it even more complicated is that in different places, you know, the Rambam's distinction between ksherim and psulim, you know, seems to you know, manifest in different ways. Like sometimes he's talking about what if you have, like in the case in, I'll just look at the Reb Chaim in a minute, in the case in, you know, Misa Sabal, for example, he's talking about what if you have, like a puzzle, like Isha or Ekarov or a Mipiat or whatever it is, you know, who comes and is made, you know, that that there's, you know, Misa Sabal, which means that she's Muteres Lashuk, right? So if another puzzle would follow, somebody can get the Rambam just opening up for a minute. If another puzzle would follow, we would apply the din of Ula, right? But this is Perik, what is it? Perikid base halacha. Oh, I didn't bring my Rambam. That's pretty silly. Perikid base halacha chafalef, I think, in Hillel's Gerushin. But says Rambam, if the second aid is a kosher, if the ula aid, we'll say, is if the ula aid is a pasul and then the makhish aid is a pasul, we apply ula. Right? Is it up there, Akiva? Go ahead. What is it? Perkei beis chaval? Isha omeres meis. Right? Oh, he sha'amra mace bali vachakach ba'idachad kosher v'yamar lo mace Harezo lo tinase bimiseis teise. Okay? So that means that we don't apply, we'll just talk, you know, I'm not going to speak about this in a, I just want to speak about it in a very brief way. We don't apply ula if the second aid is kosher. We're only going to apply ula if both aidim are psulim. Or maybe if both aidim are kshirim. Also a question. Right? So that, and the Ramban and the Rajba explicitly disagree with this. As the Magid Mishnah notes, they say it doesn't matter if the second aid is a kosher. We apply ula. Even if the first aid is pasul and the second aid is kosher, we're still applying ula. Okay? That's your base, chaf aleph. Now look at, what is the other one? I think it's Rotseach, Perek Tes. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Dalet, does that sound right? It sounds like ula will only apply if the first aid is kosher. Again, I'm blameless here. Like, these are just complicated things because they're there. I didn't, you know, it's not like I was whispering in the Rambam's ear or anything like that, you know. You have it? Is it, what is it? Tess? Yudala, does that sound right? Bo Shnayim Acher Shehayet Ha'echad V'hik Chishuhu V'amr Lo Lo Ra'isa. So this is also just in its own right. So that's a problem already. Pashtus of the Gemara is that, and Pashtus of the Halakha, no one would have formulated it that way, right? You wouldn't have said, what happened? An eight came, right? And then two eightim came afterwards against. That's kishtei duya samachisha zuzu orphan. I mean, the result, the orphan part is fine, but the haba kishtei eduyo samachisha zuzu, that's not fine. It should be a route, because we believe the second ones. I mentioned the other day when we read the Ritva, right, or the Nebuka Yosef, you know, that they have this formula. They say, of course, if you have an ula aid. When I say ula and may aid, I mean the first guy. You know, and then you have two aidim who come and they disagree. You know, you don't say it's not trey. You just ignore the first guy. He's out. He's finished. But the Rambam doesn't say it that way. Dafka in Egla Rufa. Okay, let's continue. Isha Omeres. Is this the same one? Ra'isi esahoreg v'isha acheres makheshes osa. Yeah. The Omeris Lora Isa, right? Are you orphan? Bein Shabo Shtem Kachas, Bein Shabo Zuachar Zu? What happened to Ula? Right, so two Chidushim. Number one, when there's a Kosher first, and they're opposite Chidushim, right? If there's a Kosher who comes first, if the Ula Eid is a Kosher, right, we are, you know, assigning great weight to what he's, we're treating him practically kishnayim, even though there are two eidim or makishim, instead of saying, well, in light of that, he's nothing. Then we're being told, if you have two psulim, if the ula eid is apostle, even though the second is also apostle, right, you don't apply ula. Even apostle against apostle, you don't apply ula. I mean, you only apply ula to a kosher, but when you apply it, you know, even to match shnayim eidim, right? Shnayim omrim ra'inu v'echad omer lehem lo re'isim, no ein orphan, of course. Echad omer re'isi, shnayim omrim lo re'isa, are you orphan? Okay. Nirvana gemara, she's a shibush, debezeh achazeh, rishon ikar, v'afilu isha. Meaning here, in Hilchos Geirushin, in the context of Misa Sabal, the Rambam's Chiddush against the Ramban and the Rajba, and so on, is that if the second aid if the aid that is makhish, the ula aid, is a kasher, and the ula aid is a pasul, right, then it's we don't apply ula. Which implies that if the ula aid is a pasul and the second aid is a pasul, we do apply ula. So even though, again, we're distinguishing, there the Rambam's distinction between kasher and pasul, you know, is with respect to negating the second one. If he's kasher, can negate the ula aid if he's a pasul. Otherwise, we'll apply ula, even to the pasul. That's why I say it's complicated. But in Egla Rufa, the Rambam is saying, number one, if the first guy is kasher, then even if there are two opposing him, we're kind of applying ula, just that you have trey of trey, which is strange, not what the Gemara seems to say. Right? And he's also saying that if you have an ula aid who's pasul, and he's countered not by a kosher like in Yochel's Geirushin, but by a pasul, by another pasul, right, it's a nechad va kosher mihika. Meaning, we don't apply ula in Egla Rufa unless it's an echad kosher, but if he's an echad kosher, like super ula, right? But so it's super ula, but only for a kosher in Hilchos Rotzeach, right? And it's ula, you know, but countermanded by a kosher, by a single kosher in Misa Sabah. Right? So, Ein Kol Zeh Omer Ella, I don't know, Darsheni and Parsheni, you know, and you can imagine that this is not, you know, so two things emerge if we wanted to do the short story, right? And that is, number one, the Rambam is not treating, the Pashtos, the Rambam is not treating all three, you know, Ulas as one. Okay? Now, even in Hilchos Eidus, Parakei Halacha, what was it? Gimel, right? Where did Asher go? Was he there? Was he there? What? Oh, he went out for a second, so. DJ. So even in Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam's Mechalek what? He is Mechalek between Misa Sabal and Egla Rufa and Sota, right? You're looking confused. True, Yitzi? Yitzi's nodding. How's it Michalik? Yitzi? What? Dorai said Rabbana. Right. So, right, he says the Misabal is only the Rabbana. We already noted that the Rambam in the end the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Geirushin actually seems to say that Misa Sabal might be Doraisa. Like there he's talking about Daiko Minsava, there is the other one he's talking about Milsavir Lugui, which is exactly what the Tashbetz was trying to navigate, you know, in the riff. But okay, that's part of the story. So the idea that you could be Michalik anyway is certainly, you know, true. But beyond Rabbanan and Doraisa, you know, we have these like bigger questions that we're interested in. We're trying to figure out, you know, like we said the other day, you know, somehow there's a special din that, you know, Eid Echad, you know, in one of these three areas, two of these three areas, three, let's say in the Ula cases, one or all of them is Kishnayim, or is Eidus. That's the idea. Or is it, you know, a Kabbalah, it's the fact that it's in Bezin, it's a Kabbalah Eidus question, and therefore, you know, that's how Ula works. It's not Neman ki betray, it's Neman ki echad, but since it's Bezdin, the Kabbalah Eidus, you know, gives it that effect. Or it has to do with the Hakasha, I mean, it's the weakness of the set. We talked about this, you know, when we were talking about the Ksos and the Shach and the Ksos's brother and, you know, that whole thing, you know, yesterday, right? So, right, which of these things, you know, is it? So the idea that there could be different models, and like, you know, that this is an interesting question, and is there a qualitative difference between Eid Echad Neman Bisurin in this regard? And what about Erech B'Shvua in this regard? Meaning B'Zachar Zeh B'Vasachas, etc. You know. But, you know, in the Rambam, it's like very complicated and acute. I didn't discuss Sota yet. I'm trying to leave out Sota for now. But clearly, you know, there are chilukim going on here. That's number one. Number two is that even though there are chilukim, right, the common denominator, you know, the unified part of the Rambam, Baruch, is what? No, is that there's a difference between Sheirim and Psulim. The difference expresses itself differently, you know, in Hilchos Rotzeach and in Hilchos Geirushin. Right? In one case, it's the power of the kosher, you know, to ignore Ula, the second one. And in the Rotzeach case, it's the power of the kosher, you know, to contend, you know, even with Shnayim Eidim on an equal footing, which is remarkable. And it's also that the Psulim don't have any Ula power whatsoever, even though they do in Hilchos Geirushin. So obviously, you know, when you consider, you know, we just read this Tashbetz, right? Clearly, you know, he's more comfortable with Ula, you know, being real Eidos for Ksheirim than for Psulim. Like for Psulim, you need this whole Kimlay and this whole other bit. Right. So the point is that all the different formulations, you know, and maybe more, of, you know, how Ula works, meaning Ula's Eidos, that's what we're saying. If it's Ksheirim, it's Eidos. If it's Psulim, it's Namanus. Or it's a din in the Bezdin, or it's a din in the... All these things are going to have to... We're going to have to trot all these out just to account for the discrepancies in the Rambam. Right? Yeah.
Just to say that Ula is only ever talking about in Ksheirim, but the Chiddush of the In Eid Vav, the Torah,
say that one more time. You want to say Ula is only B'Ksheirim?
Yeah.
You could say that for sure. Meaning, but what's difficult in the Rambam is that he's mechalek between the cases. I mean, could you say about Ula, we don't care about Ksheirim or Psulim? You know, yes. Could you say about Ula, we totally care about Ksheirim and Psulim, meaning that it only applies to Ksheirim? Yes. The difficulty, the further difficulty in the Rambam, right, is that we care about the difference between Ksheirim and Psulim regarding Ula, but in different ways. In some cases, for the Ula aid, right, and in some cases for the Ula opponent. In Hilchos Geirushin, we're saying if you have a kosher opponent, then there's no Ula. But if there was two psulim, you would apply Ula. In Hilchos Rotzeach, we're saying, if you had two psulim, there's no Ula. There's never Ula on psulim. If there's Ksheirim, not only is there Ula, there's super Ula. He's like Trey Utrey with Trey. That's the problem. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Once you have the Rambam, you know, and once you have the Tashbetz, you know, and once you have, frankly, the Ravid in Psachim, who's telling you that in Eidecha Ne'eman B'Yisurim B'Yiskazik Yisura there's a difference, or the Rishonim who think in general that Eidecha Ne'eman B'Yisurim is only, you know, B'Ksheirim. So the idea that Ula might make that distinction in one way or another is very understandable. I mean, B'Svara we understand it. The only added difficulty I say in the Rambam is that even within Ula itself, while the common denominator is distinguishing between, you know, Ksheirim and Psulim, it's, you know, it expresses itself in very different ways, you know, in terms of where you're drawing the line in the different Ula cases. Yeah.
Could we possibly explain the difference between the Rambam based on the chilek he already made in Eidos? Meaning, when we're dealing with...
With the Dindra... So, Reb Chaim, so I'm just going to read you a couple of lines. Yeah, 100%. But not because it's Drabanan, but because of the nature of what the Drabanan is. But you also could explain it, you know, even on a Daraisa level, frankly. In other words, in all these cases, what are we saying? Are we saying Eidecha Ne'eman B'Yisurim you know, here is king because is and there's Bezdin, or are we saying that it's Neman Kibbeit Trey, or what exactly are we saying in these cases? Right, but 100%. The fact that, you know, although maybe there's a certain irony that the Durabanan, you know, gets more, there's a little bit of an irony that the one that's Durabanan, you know, the Psulim are Ula, and the one that's Doraisa, you know, the Psulim are not Ula. But maybe that gives more flexibility to Midrabanan what we're doing with it. 100%. Reb Chaim kind of, so I'll just read you a couple of lines from Reb Chaim. It's he has very big, complicated pieces on in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Gerushin Halacha. No, that was the other one, right? Yeah, no, sorry, I didn't make a mistake. Yeah, sorry. Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Chaf Aleph. Okay, the other one we did was Gimel recently. That's a very long piece. Okay, it's like 2-3 pages. Pages, and then he has a piece in Hilchos Rotzeach. I'm not going to go through all these because we have to move on. But just these are the issue. These are the testing grounds of all of this. Here, Perek Tes. He has a few pieces here. If you really want to figure it all out, Rabbi Chaim thinks about it. Perek Tes Halachi Yudalit. He's got a piece, and Perek Tes Halacha Tesvav, not all about the same thing, but he overlaps, and he has like three pieces. I'm sorry, and another he has two pieces on Perek Tes Halacha Tesvav. So the there are three pieces in Hilchos Rotzeach, and a piece in Hilchos Gerushin. So I'll just read a couple of lines so you'll see the kind of things he's trying to do. And he starts off with the issue itself, that unlike the Ramban and the Rajba, who think that, you know, Ula applies Bein B'Ksherim, Bein B'Psulim. It doesn't matter if the first one's a Pusul and the second one's a Kosher. You know, who cares? But the Rambam does. If the second one's a Kosher, we're going to neutralize Ula. So he says, the whole this and Magid Mishnah, the whole analysis and so on. One second. Yeah, so his basic idea, of course, is that ksherim are, here at least, initially, ksherim are midin edus, and psulim are midin nemos. That's the basic idea. But the basic idea that requires of him to say, because he's not saying that the psulim don't have ula. You know, he is saying that in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Rambam saying it also. But in other words, he's trying to explain in general, rov deos, and this and that. There's something called Eidos and something called Nemanus, right? If you're a Pasul, there's no Eidos. If you're a Kosher, maybe, you know, in this area, this is considered Eidos, and that will explain, basically, why if the Kosher is disputing the Ula, right, that there's no din of Ula, because it's a Nemanus, you know, it's an inflated Nemanus, you know, against an aid kosher. But even if it's the second one, you know, who's not getting the benefit of the Ula. That's kind of what he is suggesting. I'll see if I can find that line. Nira al pimash and pasuk Rambam, perek chafal of Hilchos Eid is also in light of the other ksosas and the nesivas says deid echad besota shehuzam mishalim ksuvasa mikasha zama. There's hazamas applicable to an eid echad besota. Okay, this is similar to the ksosas issue is what if you have an eid echad mitoksha, you know, eni ochel ishava mishalim, or what will be. You know, an eidecha nemam bisurim and yain nesach, where you cause, you know, financial loss. Meaning, does hazama depend on loss, or does hazama depend on edus, and what is edus? So Reb Chaim's going, not quoting any of that, but he's going with this yesod, if eidecha besota, according to the Rambam, you know, is kasha zamam for tashlum ksuva, kanireh, eidecha besota, is considered al pidin, not namanus, but edus. Hare lehedja din amonus leidachot besota din toras edus be, velo din amonus bialma. Hare pshita dechi, right, to him, I agree though, but the kiyu, I just don't think everybody all agrees, the chiyuva de hazama leikarak be edus velo bishar namonus, even a consequential namonus. The cheinirim avuar, other rayas from Shuas Eidos, which is also very fascinating, light of everything we discuss. I mean, the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Beis, you know, speaks about Eid Echad Besota, you know, being subject to a Korban Shavuos Eidos. So again, Korban Shavuos Eidos depends on your silence being consequential financially, or it's only Eidos silence, suppression of Eidos, that's consequential. Right? Eid Echad Besota is a great test case. But let me just add, I already discussed it, but, you know, the Yerushalmi does discuss Kiblu Alai Karav Apostle. And the Ramban discusses, you know, Kiblu Eid Echad Kishnai, you know, for Korban Shavuos Eidos. So again, is that because everybody's agreeing that Korban Shavuos Eidos is always only about Eidos and we're trying to figure out whether Kiblu Alai or at least Kiblu Eid Echad Kishnai? Maybe there's a difference between Kiblu Alai Karav Apostle and Kiblu Alai Echad Kishnayim, right? Or is that because really the Safek, you know, is whether Korban Shavuos Eidos depends on consequential silence, effectual silence, right? Or it really needs Eidos. Complicated. But Reb Chaim is assuming, V'chein Nir Mevuar, the Yisra B'Shavuos Taflamet Be'er. Reb Chaim is very decisive about these kind of issues. Like, you know, and usually we would go for the, you know, formalistic thing. Deid misav eid tuma shekofru, right? Eidusan chayev bekorban shuas eidus. Vedin shuas eidus gamkein vadai deleka rak the eidus. So Reb Chaim would have to read the Yerushalmi's discussion as either, you know, being about this question and concluding definitively that way, or about wondering whether or not Kiblu Alai and things like that are machshir and become edim. Okay, that's important. Balkorchata eda kosher neman besota ubemisa gam betoras edus. The shiny mipsulim, even within this, the nemanusim beedus misa betuma, right, even in misa betuma itself, rak midin nemanus bialma. Avodin toras edus leisbehu. Masha Enkein Eid Kosher, which is kind of the Ravid about Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, you know. Isbe Din Toras Eidos. Well, if he's a Nirid, a Zeu Ikarata, Mad Eid Echad Kosher, Upsulim Rabim is always going to be Kapalgo Palga Damyan, and there's not, it's going to neutralize the Ula from the Pasul. Behod the Shnayim, he says, oh, but if that's true, then why are Shnayim better than Echad if in Ula, you know, the Echad Kosher is Eidos, right? So the answer is, this is a little bit what I was saying about the Tashbates, you know, and that is, even if it's Eidos, right, it's still not Shnayim Eidim, it's not a Kat, right? V'hod Shnayim Adifi Michad Af Be'edus Misa V'tum of Egla Rufa, meaning even if they're B'ksherim, Din Naman Behu Gam Eid Echad, Humishum din edus, the Namar Xeris Hakosu al Pishnai made him Yakum Dabar, the in edus Gemura, the Komakom, El Edus Shel Shnai. So even with an edus, I guess there are levels, which is against the principle of Trei Kameh. But it's not really, because you could say Chepsa Shel Kat, you know, within a. Okay. Avalenza Shaykh Ledin Ruba, the Lefiza Gamed Echad Kosher, Bamakom Shenemon, Gamkin Lo Shaykh Bedin Ruba. He's trying to, you know, navigate between some very the Haga Ba'atzmachai Echad Be'edus Miuchedes Hamakchishim Zeazeh L'Rabbanu Desfiru Le'Bisanhedim Daf Lamed Be'edus Miuchedes Einim Etzarefes Ribadai Dehem Chashuvin Kepalgo Palga Ba'Chashasam Harizel Loshayich Elim Neima De'Lahakchished Echad Be'in Dafka Din Edus Shel Shnayim. Anyways, yeah, I have to read it carefully, like all Reb Chaim's. But then later on, even in this piece, he points out that in Egla Rufa, you know, the story is very different, because there, the psulim, right, don't engender ula at all. Right? Here, it doesn't gender ula, it's just overridden or neutralized by the edus of the kosher. So he's troubled by that. This is in the end of the piece. Yesh lahosef od bazadinei, but Rambam perek tesoch is rotzeach, pasak de isha meres ra'isi, the isha cheres makheshes, right? Bein shabo shteim kachas, bein shabo zacharzek, sheirim, pasak a Rambam, that, you know, that it doesn't make a difference, ain't orphan. Mishum damrina, naledes harishon, shiraz ahorek, akdina, duhodin kishnayim, etc. Harel hedge de bipsulim, leisa klal akdina, dareu kishnayim, bekashal masha pasak kacha, right? The rak beit echad kosher, hamak kisha isha lo tinase. The mashma dim isha cheres makheshes oso tinase. Amai, obepsulim lomri lanu adin kishnayim. Bal korchet sar chlomar, again, he has to scramble more. There have to be more categories to cover all this. The hacha be'edus misa, shiny. The zesh omer meis, a little bit like, you know, what you were saying, because it's Rabbanan. The zesh omer meis balan emanusa alima yoser, o mishum chazaka ishadaiko minsava, o mishum bilsa rabinu ligluye, that somehow that is, even for nemanus, even on nemanus level, that is inflatable more than the egla rufa comment. The kivin shekain kolai du adifusa shalai, but it's not edus, because he needs the chiluk between edus and nemanus to explain why he's mechalik, why Rambam's mechalik between kosher and pasul. Meaning this is true for the pasul's ula is inflated, even though the ula of a pasul in egla rufa is not inflated. So he's saying, oh, that's because this is a different kind of chepsa shel namonus, right? The kivin shekain the koloi du adifusa shel isha shaba mitzkilas of armor mesu mitzad, it's mitzad alimusa shel etzem edusa, but it doesn't mean edusa, it means namonusa. Sorry, al kain, I would have written al etzem namonusa.
Why did he write edusa?
What? No, he, I mean, he, you know, because it's clumsy to write. But he said before it's not Naman. He said, you know, I'm just trying to, you know. Or he's saying, oh, it's not a Gabra aid. It's like, you know, Al Kain Shaper Sova Rambam, the Zelo Mahani, Rakla Gabe Psulim Shekemosa. Masha Ekin the Gabe Kosher, Kimodulo Mahani Lagabe Lumta Derov Deo Shapsul, because that's real Edos. Kimoche Lo Mahani Lagabe Gamhach Alimusa Diesh Beedos of Psul. The Zel Shapasak Velotinase. And so on. But if you look at Hilchos Rotzeach, you know, I'm not going to go into it, but there he has like other issues. There he talks about, you know, maybe Ula, you know, is a din, you know, or basically trying to suggest that Ula in different places is different din. Like sometimes it's, you know, Nemanus is good enough, and sometimes it's Nemanus is kibetre. You know, and sometimes it's, oh, there's a difference between, you know, the edus of, you know, of low orphan and the edus of orphan. They're not just opposite of each other. They're different chaluyos. When you say edus orphan, like that's a category. That only means edah. When you say edus ain orphan, oh, that's just like, you know, regular dine edus. There's no special namanus for that. So I'm just trying, that's like an ingenious idea. But it's a little bit like what we were talking about yesterday. I mean, the problem is the second aid. But the problem isn't the second aid. I mean, he can't be a makhish. Why can't he be makhish? Because what we're saying is the special gzeres akasu that establishes, you know, the exception, you know, is you would have thought, like, if you didn't have to handle these problems, it's the subject matter, right? Like sota. Misa Sabal, Egla Rufa. What he's saying is, no, maybe not, or maybe not for all of them, and maybe that's the difference. It's not the subject matter, it's the particular direction of that subject, meaning, you know, saying you don't need a Rufa, you know, or you know, Meis Bala. So then the low Meis Bala, or the you do need a rifa. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just the counter of, oh, yeah, you know, It's not just the counter. It's, no, that's like Dover Shubha Erva, or Dine Mominis, or, you know, etc. You know, that doesn't come under the rubric of the Xeris HaKasuv, you know, of, but you have to have more. What I'm trying to explain is, I don't think that you have to have all of this to explain the Gemara as an Ula, but to explain, like, somebody like the Rambam, who's within Ula making all these, you know, fascinating distinctions, you just have to have access, like, to more, you know, to what could have been, let's say, a unified theory about all Ula, this one, that one, or the next one. You know, clearly the Rambam isn't taking that easy way out. I don't know if that's so easy either, but he's taking a far more comp because of the evidence in the sugyas, because conceptually, you know, he just thinks it's not conceivable, you know, that some of these things are true for some of these applications. Hard to know. It's a great example of the Rambam's, you know, incredible, you know, mental energy investment into topics. Like, you know, why do this? You know, no one else did it. Made these chilukim across within Ula, you know, in the way that he did. So either he's better reading of the Gemaras, or it just fits in better to his understanding of these ideas. But, okay. Anyways, I'm going to stop here. But I'm sorry it took so long. That's pretty much what we want to say about Ula and about some of these things. But what this leaves us with, and that's why I spent time with it on it, in addition to the being part of the topic, is like a very fertile, very like big range of understanding, you know, how these things work. You know, there's more than one level with an Eidos, and there's more than one level, you know, within, you know, Nemanus. And, you know, the idea that we, you know, would be mechalek, you know, which category we're using and which of these even subtle differences in terms of like applying the principle between cheskas yisur or the three or ksherim and psulim, you know, etc., really emerges concretely in the actual shitas. So what we still need to do to finish this up is the rest of the marmakobos, but I want to discuss. Did I give you the Chef Schmeitzer to look at or not? Just to look. I mentioned it, right? The question of Kimchi Higid and Amasla. Are you giving that to look at or not? If you get a chance, I'm just going to speak about it quickly. Starting, it's in Schmeitz above Parakhes. But to do the other things, you know, first, I want to get back to the question of Cheskas Iser and Davashuba Erba and Eidos Hakara, meaning the Tosis Rids and so on, the things I originally gave him, the Ran and Kiddushin. Like, what is Isur? Right? We had a little bit in, you know, the previous topic with the, you know, in a Kiyum, you know, Kiyum Chosamos and so on. You know, there are things that are on the border. We mentioned Bisa Sabal, right? Things that are, you know, you're being made on the Maisa Misa, on the Maisa Gerishin, on the Chasima, or when you're just identifying a Cheftza. You know, let's say something has, like we've been talking even today, let's say something has multiple consequences or implications, you know, and one of them, or some of them are Erva, and some of them are Mamon, and some of them are Iser, you know, like, how does that work? It's a little bit similar to the Rambam issue, which we need to still review in Sanhedrin Tezayin Vav. You know, that's an example of it. But a kind of like, you know, again, you know, if you were to, you know, are you gonna hold it to the highest standard that is highest among its implications? Are you gonna say Palgina Nemanus? We believe it for this, we don't believe it for that. You know, the standards are different, we'll apply them differently. What are you gonna say? Its most dominant thing, not its most chomor thing? It's complicated, right? Like, again, you have Misa Saba. So is Eishas Ish, is Nachla, right? And it's not the only one. You know, again, you have, you know, Eid Echad, and you have, there's Shvua, you know, but there's also, the content is Chayav or Potter, like we said, or Osral Balaban. So those are all interesting questions, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit more as well. Okay, so we'll try to finish up on Thursday. Tomorrow we'll do something on Mizraim at 11 o'clock.